page 32. Only one Republican stood in opposition to these measures, with abstentions ranging from between 16 and 18. In the end, the left consented to the war, or at least refrained from opposing it. On July 18, when the vote for increasing military expenditures and increasing the number of conscripts to 140,000 took place, there was not one single voice of dissent. By dissociating defense of the country from confidence in the government's domestic policies, the left was able to support the war. Political consensus appealed to the nation as a whole. Certainly, a number of opponents of the war and of the regime were still to be found in a fraction of the legitimist movement and among some in the clergy whose opinion was reinforced by the retreat of the French garrison of Rome at the beginning of August. The far-left groups and radical Republicans, both very small minorities, exhibited their opposition by castigating the war directly or by participating in meager demonstrations that were easily dispersed. Both groups maintained their dual opposition to the empire and to the conflict in which it was.